am I? In hospital. Don't worry. You're safe.
Which hospital?
The Chepstow Infirmary for Confused Trolls.
But I'm not a troll.
Of course you aren't, dear. Of course you aren't.
Robert found himself in bed. It wasn't exactly comfortable, seeing as he was tied to it.
Now don't struggle, said the nurse. You don't want to hurt yourself.
And so saying, she wandered off. There were 6 people in the ward, all of whom were tied to their beds. The man in the bed opposite said hello. A sign over his bed read, "Don't feed the trolls."
I don't suppose it's any use asking why I'm here, said Robert.
None at all, said the man.
You'll be here for the same reason we're all here.
And let me guess, said Robert, I'm not going to like this reason.
Not if you like being experimented on.
The nurse suggested this was some kind of infirmary for trolls. Are you a troll?
Not quite, but they're working on it. They're trying to turn us into trolls and make trolls a bit like ours.
I see, said Robert, who didn't.
This is a mixed ward. We're all human, but with troll grafts.
Does that mean you can change shape?
Yes, but not enough to escape.
Why not?
Well, when they applied the graft, I was thinking about something very specific, and it doesn't apply.
What were you thinking about?
My penis.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can...
Yeah.
Right.
Any size.
I like, yeah. Moving on. In the bed next to me is Humphrey. See how still he lies?
Is he a statue?
Not quite. He can move, but he has a very particular problem. Every time he moves, music plays.
What kind of music?
Shake a leg, Humphrey.
And Humphrey did so.
Said Robert.
Did he just play music?
Yup. Go on, Humphrey, move a little bit more.
And so whenever Humphrey moved, music played.
Is it always the same tune?
Yup, said the geneticist.
Fucking Grieg, said Humphrey.
When they told him he was going to be turned into a troll, he got that tune in his head, and now every time he moves, it plays.
What do you do about it?
Oh, said Humphrey. Not move.
I do a lot of that. I didn't move for 6 years once.
I'm sorry.
Well, it wasn't so bad. I had the radio on. Didn't miss a single ball in the cricket.
But why are they doing this to you?
You have to ask Peter that, said the geneticist.
Who's Peter?
A git.
Right.
He works for the guild. They hired him to find a way to stabilise the trolls, so that they wouldn't change so often, so that they weren't so susceptible to our ideas. He chose us because we knew the most about trolls. We've been studying them. And he didn't want others replicating his work.
Bit harsh.
As I said, he's a git.
But why would the trolls want to change?
Because we're killing them. Because we flood them with ideas and shit. Look at the history of the trolls. They used to be called by us fairies. And like the fairies of literature, these fairies suffer from terrible existential angst. Remember Peter Pan? Well, they're just like that. If you say, I say, that you, I, don't believe in fairies, then they diminish. Of course, this is a paradox. By stating that fairies don't exist and so killing them, you are in part, by asking them to enact their death, confirming that they once lived. By saying they don't exist, you affirm their existence. Which suggests that fairies are, at heart, drama queens. A theory supported by the fact that to save a fairy from death, you have to offer them a round of applause.
Oh, yeah, oh, I'm dying. Ah, applause, applause, give me applause. Fucking save me.
They're sick to death at this, frankly. One-sided life cycle.
Bollocks,
shouted someone on the other side of the ward.
Who said that?
Asked Robert.
Oh, him.
Don't know why he's here. Most people here aren't real trolls. We've been adjusted with troll matter, but he's a proper troll. But he's sort of not. He's stuck. And one thing we know, that to trolls, a troll is not a troll if he cannot change.
I can change, you bastards!
I know that voice, said Robert,
who tried to turn his head to see the person in the bed to his left. It was Gentleman Jim.
I shouldn't be here!
He screamed.
None of us should be here, said the geneticist.
It's worse for me, said Jim.
You don't know what this place is.
You don't know what they used to do here.
I could smell it in the walls. I could sense it in the air. This is the worst place you can ever take a troll. This is the asylum.
Well, we gathered that.
No, not an asylum. The asylum. This place, it's where they first started experimenting on us and my people, and they're still doing it. They're still killing us here.
What's he talking about? Asked the geneticist. It's a place the Victorians built.
It's a bad place for them, said Robert.
Always one for the understatement, eh, Robert?
But he said this place is run by the trolls. They'd never use a place like this, would they?
Never, said Jim. This place is run separately. It has another purpose, a worse purpose. That's why we're here. That's the job, Robert. That's the job we have to do.
But Jim stopped talking as a young man wandered into the room. He was small and freckly. He was Peter. Peter Gitt.
Hello, all. Just doing the rounds. Hello, Humphrey. How are you today?
Humphrey made an obscene gesture. Still responsive to the graft. Good, good.
Why am I here? Screamed Jim.
Peter looked up.
Ah, one of the new arrivals. I've always wanted to examine the older form of troll. Find out what makes you freeze up the way you do.
Don't call me troll.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were taking back the word troll.
We can use it, not you. We have a right to our culture.
Your culture? Scrabbling underground?
We went where we had to go. That wasn't our culture.
To be fair to the cultural sensibilities of my friend here, the trolls have traditionally tended to live under bridges, in caves or fields, as well as in the deeper, darker areas of the forest.
But not through choice. We lived where you were not.
Well, that wasn't our fault. We didn't force you out. There were no land grabs. There were to us.
Who hires you, Peter? Who pays you to do this to us?
Oh, the guild does.
Rubbish! They'd never send us here.
Desperation, Jim.
Desperation, Jim, said Peter. The troll is very susceptible.
You could hold out against the flow of ideas when there was just the printing press, but we've got the internet now. We've got competing memes reproducing all over the world. To your people, it's an invasion. Your culture can't stand the shock.
No, think less of it as an invasion. It's a disease. And it's getting worse.
Your precious guild hired me to build up an immunity against unwanted ideas. I'm trying to develop a vaccine, something to slow down your process of change.
Trust me,
I'm very, very sane. And now I think it's time to deal with the latest recruit. And Peter clicked his fingers, whereby large nurses undid Robert's straps and hoisted him to his feet.
No, said Peter.
That won't do. And the nurses forced Robert into a straitjacket.
Better. Now come along.
I'll show you the wards.
And Peter swept Robert out of the room. I told you he was a git, said the geneticist.